Well, hello there, boys and girls. This is Mark of the Mark and Daryl Show. Heard every Sunday night, eight to midnight Eastern Standard Time on RantRadio.com. What's going on? It's been a minute since I talked to you folks. Well, what's the deal? It's been real busy, hectic ever since I got back from up north for my little. Sabbatical, my little Thanksgiving vacation or what have you. I've been a little bit out of my routine. I haven't been doing the morning drive to work podcast update, but that's what you're listening to right now, so I guess that must mean it's back. Down here in Pompano Beach, traffic has died down significantly. I would have to say either that because that the rapture has occurred or the snowbirds have decided not to hang around too much longer. It's about that time of year where they head back north for their Christmas get-togethers, and then they'll be back in full force in another couple weeks. What's in the news today? Well, Bill Clinton helped launch a website. It was actually a search engine called Acuna. It is a Chinese-backed venture, and, well, it's, I can only say that, they claim that they get better results than Google. That remains to be seen. We'll run through some tests and do a little review of that there on the Mark and Daryl Show here this weekend. But, the one thing to be sure, it will not be a political search engine. You will probably be in a Chinese-backed venture. It, ain't gonna have a whole lot of information that's disruptive to social something or other, who knows. Israel Sharon wins key backing for the coalition. Israeli finance minister Benjamin Netanyahu gave possibly crucial backing on Tuesday for Prime Minister Ariel Sharon to recruit the opposition Labor Party into a new government, into a unity government, not necessarily a new government. That's pretty much interesting. You know what? I got a question. Respond to guesswho@risen.com. Does anybody really pay attention to what goes on in Israel? Or does any time someone say Israel in a news story, does that just sort of send off this litany of just despair and as a result apathy from the fact that no matter what happens, there's always going to be war in Israel between the Palestinians and the Israelis. I don't know. That's the way I am. I can't think of anything that I've ever heard that gave me hope that things would not be status quo down there. Brother of former president was slain in Mexico. Prosecutors say they videotaped images of people leaving the scene where a younger brother of former Mexican president Carlos Salinas de Gortari was found suffocated to death in his car. Well, can anybody say they were legitimately surprised that something criminal was happening with the executive politics in Mexico? You? Okay, you're fired. You have no idea what's going on. And Russia's Putin is skeptical over Iraqi poll. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Tuesday expressed deep skepticism over plans to hold an election in Iraq while foreign troops were still there. That's pretty much all the news I got. Actually, you know what? I listened. You gotta pay attention to C-SPAN 2. They've been running the show on 527s pretty heavily in rotation yesterday. You might check and see if it's gonna be replaying anytime soon. That's my show review, my political show review. The 527 thing, it was very good. They had the Swiftboat Veterans for Truth, the Club for Growth, MoveOn.org, and I think another liberal 527 that was there. They gave a really good review on their commercials, some good stories, and yeah, I was only a little bit disappointed.